A quick reminder that all of the AppWeb staff are gearing up for extensive print, audio, and video coverage of AirVenture 2008. And if you are attending AirVenture, you've got a chance to win a ride with the AeroShell T6 Aerobatic Team. Log on to www.appweb.com to throw your name into the hat. One of the longest certification efforts we can think of came to an abrupt and tragic end last August when the Seawind certification test aircraft crashed in the Canadian province of Manitoba, killing the test pilot. But the driving force behind Seawind is no quitter, and neither, it seems, are most of the people who want to buy the big, fast amphib. Russ Niles spoke with Seawind CEO Dick Silva about how the project may resurface.
Seawind, the airplane with many lives, Dick. You'd pulled the pin about this time last year. What's going on now?
Well, I guess you remember what happened last year when we apparently had a perfect storm. We were running out of funding, and at the same time, we had secured an investor to finish the project, and at the same time, the pilot crashed with the flight test aircraft. So, as soon as that happened, the loans that we secured were put on hold, and the investor to help us complete decided to withdraw. So we had no choice but to shut down operations. Let's change that from shut down to interrupt operations until we could get the funding together to get the project started again. And during this period of time, we've been busy securing the assets and getting the building back under our control, and that work has now been completed, and we're halfway to our funding goal to get back in operations.
On an aviation scale, the money you're looking for is not that great, is it?
No, it's really pocket change compared to most aircraft companies. Basically, looking for an additional $1 million to get us through certification. Then we'll be seeking funds for a ramp-up of production, but we can easily do that. We've got a commitment for loans in that case based on our order book, because we still have over 68 aircraft ordered from various customers.
A lot of people would have given up, Dick. What's driving this process?
Well, there is no other airplane like the Seawind. It's the world's fastest amphibian. Those two words were never used in the vocabulary before. Any seaplane was not associated with speed. It's a comfortable airplane to fly. It's comfortable on the controls, and I just hate to see the Seawind not happen. And we're going to keep plugging away at it. If there's any chance of doing it, we'll do it.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about an unpleasant topic, and that's the crash. Do we know what happened? Do we know if there was any sort of design contribution to it, or was it just an unfortunate accident?
What surprised me in that whole investigation was I expected that they would do a full investigation of what the cause of the accident was. Actually, the only investigation that was done, at least this is what I was told, the only investigation that was done was to determine the cause of death, and it was being done for the coroner. When I asked, aren't you going to, you know, evaluate what else because we're certifying this airplane, they said, no, we leave that up to you. Which surprised me because, I'm used to dealing with the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board. They investigated even experimental aircraft incidents if they included a certified engine and propeller combination. Here we've got everything is planned to be certified, and the engine and propeller are certified, and they really weren't going to look into it. The one thing they did tell us is that there was no pre-impact malfunction of the aircraft, that all the control surfaces were still in place, they were still connected, that there was nothing separated from the airplane. There was no structural failure.
So I guess we're just never going to know what exactly happened, right?
Well, we did give a write-up of some events that led up to the crash, and it was an unauthorized flight, and it's posted on our website. We tried to be 100% transparent on everything here. We're not trying to hide anything. We want to know. It's more important that we learn the cause than anybody else. So if there was something that needed to be corrected, we would do it immediately. But we did post the events leading up to it, and it's on our newsletter page, and it's fall of 2007.
We're doing this interview on Tuesday, and the news release announcing your rebirth went out on Monday. You were saying that Tuesday has been a crazy day for you. I assume it's because of the news release.
There's a lot of paperwork has to be done to restart the manufacturing company up in Canada, and we're trying to get things organized at two locations, and of course at this point we have not called back all the previous employees until we know that we have sufficient funds to complete the certification. We're pretty busy trying to handle both ends of it right now out of Pennsylvania.
People have been calling you, I'm sure, about starting it up again. What's the response been?
Well, the response has been very favorable. In fact, it was extraordinary to me that in the course of essentially a year, after all that happened, we still have, I believe it's 68 or 69 orders. At the time of the accident, there was, I believe, 93. So the people that have ordered the airplane have stuck with us, and we've had requests for contracts all during this period, but we didn't send any out. There was no sense in sending out a contract to order an airplane if we weren't sure we were going to get started again. So we're now contacting those people, and I believe we've got something like 20 to 24 requests for contracts.
So any idea when you might get started?
Well, we're hoping that we'll be successful on the fundraising in August, and we're looking forward to, I hope, to start operations in September. That, of course, is my standard optimistic approach to things. We're looking forward to getting started in September. But you can be assured if we can't, we'll still be looking forward to doing it as quickly thereafter as possible. We've learned one thing in aviation, you don't give up.
Well, best of luck to you, Dick.
Okay, well, thank you.
If you're not going to Oshkosh, but even if you are, log on to www.afweb.com for daily print, audio, and video coverage.